നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യം നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ നഷ്ടപ്രായേഷു ഭദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭാഗവത സേവയാ ഭഗവതീരുത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ഭക്തിർഭവതി നൈഷ്ടികീ. കൃഷ്ണായ വാസുദേവായ ദേവകീ നന്ദനായ ച നന്ദഗോപകുമാരായ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. സോ വി ആർ റീഡിംഗ് ഫ്രം ശ്രീമദ് ഭാഗവതം 10-10 ചാപ്റ്റർ 48 ടെക്സ്റ്റ് നമ്പർ 15 and 16. ദ ചാപ്റ്റർ ഇസ് എൻടൈറ്റിൽഡ് കൃഷ്ണ പ്ലീസസ് ഹിസ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ്. പാദവേഞ്ജിനൈരാപോ ധാരയൻ ശിരസാ നൃപ അർഹണീംബരൈർദിവ്യൈർ ഗന്ധസർഗഭൂഷണോത്തമൈ അർച്ചിത്വാ ശിരസാ നാമ്യ. Okay, we'll chant the verse number 15 only. Padavanejnairapo dharayan shirasanrpa arhane nambarair divyair gandhasarga bhushanottamai shrikbhushan padavanejnairapo ധാരയണ ശിരസാ നൃപ അർഹണേനാംബരൈർദിവ്യൈർ ഗന്ധസ്രഗ്ഭൂഷണോത്തമൈ. ധാരയണ ശിരസാ നൃപ ഗന്ധസ്രഗ്ഭൂഷണോത്തമൈ. ഹരയൻ ശിരസാ നൃപ. അരണ്യേനാംബരൈർദിവ്യൈർ ഗന്ധശ്രീഭൂഷണോത്തമൈ പാദാവനേജനൈരാപോ ധാരയൻ ശിരസാ നൃപ അരണേനാംബരൈർദിവ്യൈർ ഗന്ധശ്രീഭൂഷണോത്തമൈ. ലേഡീസ്, പാദാവനേ ജനൈരാപോ ധാരയൻ ശിരസാ നൃപ നർഹണേംബരൈർദിവ്യൈർ ഗന്ധശ്രീഭൂഷണോത്തമൈ. വേർഡ് ടു വേർഡ് മീനിംഗ്, പാദ ദേർ ഫീറ്റ്, അവനേ ജനൈ used for bathing, all over, apaha, the water, dharayan, putting, shirasa, on his head, nripa, O king, Parikshit, ardhanena, with gifts, ambarahi, clothing, dvije, divyai, celestial, gandha, fragrant sandalwood paste, shrik, flower garlands, bhushana, and ornaments, uttamai, excellent. Architva, worshipping, shirasa, with his head, anamaya, bowing down, padav, Lord Krishna's feet, anka, on his lap, gatav, placed, mrijan, massaging, prashrasya, with humility, avanatah, his head lowered, akrura, Krishna Ramo, to Krishna and Balaram, abhashayat, spoke. Translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O King, Akrura bathed the feet of Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram and then poured the bath water on his head. He presented them with gifts of fine clothing, aromatic sandalwood paste, flower garlands and excellent jewelry. After thus worshipping the two lords, he bowed his head to the floor. He then began to massage Lord Krishna's feet, placing them on his lap, and with his head bowed in humility, he addressed Krishna and Balaram as follows. As this translation does not have a purport, so the next verses are also there. I'll read the translation only. It is Akrura said, "It is our good fortune that you two lords have killed the evil Kamsa and his followers, thus delivering your dynasty from endless suffering and causing it to flourish. You both are the original Supreme Person, the cause of the universe and its very substance. Not the slightest subtle cause or manifest product of creation can exist apart from you." Purport. After praising Krishna and Balaram for having saved their dynasty, Akrura now points out to the Lord that actually has no mundane connection with any social or political institution. He is the original personality of Godhead, performing his pastimes for the benefit of the entire universe. Om Ajnanat Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Tadati Svapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsya. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar ശിവാസാദി ഗൗർഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ 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 കൃഷ്ണ. സോ I would like to seek the blessings of all devotees present here and other senior devotees who may not be present here also, that I may be able to speak from Srimad Bhagavatam, which is very glorious for my own purification and for whatever inspiration it can be of all devotees present. So here we are seeing how Akrura is getting a very rare opportunity to receive the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna and Balaram himself, and they both are coming to his home and bathing his and giving him an opportunity to bathe their lotus feet. Actually, if you see who is Akrura? Akrura, he was much, much older than Lord Krishna and Balaram. He was like an uncle to them. And earlier to this, we had read when Akrura was on his visit from Mathura to Vrindavan, he was actually serving Kamsa, who was a demon and who was so much envious of Lord Krishna. And in fact, he was given the service of going and getting Krishna and Balaram by Kamsa, so that they can be killed. Kamsa had the desire of, he had tried many a times earlier of killing them in Vrindavan itself, but when that was not successful, he thought that let me get them to my own place, you know, Mathura, home ground, I'll be more, maybe I'll be successful. So Akrura was given that service. In fact, it is said that why Akrura, if he was a devotee of Lord Krishna, then why was it that he was serving Kamsa? So it was explained that Akrura was very desirous of witnessing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So although many of the other devotees who under the atrocities of Kamsa, they had left Mathura and the nearby places and gone away, fled, but Akrura was willing to cooperate with Kamsa. He was ready to serve him dutifully, just with the hope and desire that he will be able to witness the service of witness the pastimes of Lord Krishna at some point of time. So with such a desire, he continued to serve Kamsa, and by Lord's mercy, he got that chance also when Kamsa actually asked him to go to Vrindavan and get Krishna and Balaram. And when actually, although normally we would also see that many times we get so many services, maybe from devotees themselves, but sometimes our consciousness may be that sometimes, oh, Acha, why I have been given this service? I am not very happy doing this, or it may be difficult service. But here we see that Akrura, he was serving a demon like Kamsa, and he was given the service of getting Krishna and Balaram from Vrindavan. But his consciousness when he was traveling from Mathura to Vrindavan was that he was actually thankful to Kamsa. He was thankful. He was thinking that, oh, now I have got a chance to witness, take darshan of Lord Krishna, which he had been waiting for such a long time. And he was thinking that Krishna also will understand, because he knew that Krishna is Paramatma in everybody's heart. So he prayed to Lord Krishna that he will not misunderstand him, that he is coming here as an agent of Kamsa, but he is coming as a devotee of Lord Krishna to take his darshan. And he was meditating upon how he will meet with Krishna, he will offer his obeisances. When he sees the footprints of Lord Krishna, he will bow down to them. And then he was thinking that when Krishna and Balaram will greet him nicely as uncle, and then give him a nice asana, and get water for washing his feet and embrace him, offer him nice hospitality. You know. So like this, his consciousness, although he was, even though he was doing a very seemingly so negative service of getting Krishna and Balaram to kill, actually the gopis would also chastise him, saying that he is not a Krura, he is actually Krura, because he is taking away Krishna and Balaram from Vrindavan. But Akrura's consciousness was that he was getting a chance to meet with the Lord, because he knew Krishna and Balaram, they are the Supreme Personality and no harm can come to them. So he was sure. So similar sort of prayers was made by Akrura at that time of point also. So even in our many a times, because of the prevalent conditions, time, place and circumstances, many times we may be required to do some service under not so much conducive atmosphere, not so nice conditions, but still the physically there may be some restrictions or problems, but there is no restriction or no nobody can bind us from our keeping our consciousness pure. Our consciousness, just like Akrura is showing by his example, similarly in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime also, we see that how Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were forced to work in the government and serve Nawab Hussain Shah, who was a Muslim king, and he was totally envious of the devotees. In fact, he had threatened that if Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, that time Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik, if they do not serve under his government, because he knew they were very, very efficient, able administrators, so he had said that if you don't serve, then I will actually persecute the devotees. So just to protect the devotees, they were ready to serve under the kingdom of Nawab Hussain. But then their consciousness was always that they wanted to unite with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, serve him, serve the devotees. And in fact, even though later, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the arrangement that whereby they actually came to unite with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and were able to serve him directly. So we see that what is important is not where we are doing what, but our what we are doing, but the consciousness in which we do our service. So, and when Akrura was actually when he arrived, he was on the outskirts of Vrindavan. He saw the footprints of Lord Sri Krishna, and just by seeing that, he immediately got down from his chariot and he started rolling in the dust of Vrindavan. So Shukadev Goswami, he very nicely he describes how deha bhratam ianartho hitva dhamba bhiyam sucham sandeshadyo harerlinga darshana shravanadibhi. He says, the very goal of life for all embodied beings is this ecstasy which Akrura experienced when upon receiving Kamsa's order, he put aside all pride, fear and lamentation and absorbed himself in seeing, hearing and describing the things that remind him of Lord Krishna. As soon as Akrura saw this lotus footprints, he was reminded of Lord Krishna. Although he was already meditating, but immediately his ecstasy leaped up. So, the other day we were listening to Prabhupada's lecture, and Prabhupada was mentioning that how when we love somebody, then any of his paraphernalia or of any of his article actually reminds us of him. Just like a mother may just see the small shoes or the dress of her child and she is immediately reminded. So here we see that just by seeing Krishna's lotus feet, which have the impressions, these 19 impressions are there about of various things that we will see. So, and immediately he gets down and starts rolling in this dust. And that is actually the goal of each and every conditioned soul. That's what Shukadeva Goswami is saying. That is the, that should be our goal, that we will be able to roll in the dust of Vrindavan. That we can have that type of consciousness. You know. And then when he sees Krishna and Balram, then Dadrisha Krishnam Ramam cha Vraje Godhanam Agato Pitanilam Bharadharo Shraddha Amburekshano. So he said, then sees Lord Krishna and Balram, very small children, and in yellow garments, and just by seeing their fine features, he was totally absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And then as he had meditated earlier, that Krishna and Balram will receive him, he will offer obeisances to them, and then they will wash his feet and offer him nice hospitality. So similarly, now Akrura is also getting that same opportunity now. Now Krishna and Balram have come to his house. Actually, when Krishna and Balram had come along with Akrura to Mathura, so Akrura naturally invited them to his house first, because he wanted to receive them, give them hospitality and nice service. But then Krishna, he was absorbed in his mission. He had come with a purpose. He wanted to come and kill Krishna, kill Kamsa. So he told Akrura that no. Because usually what happens is devotees, if one is surrounded by devotees, they are always offering some service or the other, and they are, so it may actually disturb in his mission which he has come to accomplish. So Krishna said that no, you please go ahead. I will come little later. First I will finish the job which I have come here for, and then I can relax. So then Krishna goes and kills Kamsa. And so normally we see that many times within our services also, many times when we get service and we are absorbed in that service, we don't we forget that our dealings with other devotees, you know, we keep that aside and we are fully focused only on the mission. But then many a times that may lead to impersonalism. We have to understand that taking care of the devotees is also very, very important. On the other hand, sometimes we only are considering taking care of devotees, then we may forget the mission. So here Krishna is showing how that he is taking care of both the mission as well as the missionaries. How he is taking care of the his service to kill Kamsa, and then now he is coming to Akrura's place. Earlier he had met with Kubja, Trivikra also, and pleased her, and as this chapter describes, now he has come here to Akrura's house to please him and to allow him an opportunity to serve. So he is offering water to the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, bathing his lotus feet, and then accepting that water on top of his head, and just purifying himself. You know. So we are also getting that opportunity every day. We are the Charanamrita which we are getting. That is also the same water which is bathing Lord Krishna. And recently we had been to Melukote for our Brahmachari Yatra. So there, Nityanand Prabhu was discussing this leela of Ramanujacharya, how there was this Chola king, Kulatunga, who was very, very envious of devotees. He was a Shivite, follower of Lord Shiva. And he was wanting to persecute and to convert all the Vaishnavas and, or followers of Vishnu to become, or at least accept Lord Shiva as the supreme. So with that, such an evil desire, he came to understand that Ramanujacharya is one of the main stumbling blocks on this path. And so he designed plans so that he could invite Ramanujacharya and his associates to his kingdom and engage them in a debate to defeat and then somehow the other convert him. So with that desire, but then Ramanujacharya had a very nice disciple, Kuresh, who actually wanted to protect, considering the various services which Ramanujacharya would himself have to do in future, he persuaded Ramanujacharya that he should go in the dress of Ramanujacharya to this King Kuladunga and defeat all his Shaivite followers. So when Quraysh arrives and there is a debate between Quraysh and the followers of Lord Shiva, that time they were saying that somehow or the other, you accept that Lord Shiva is the supreme. So there were many arguments, and one of the arguments which how Quraysh actually defeats Ramanuja, the followers of Shiva, he says that see, it's very easy to understand who is superior. He says there are three persons. One person raises his feet and the other person immediately pours water in that to wash it, and the third person, he is collecting that water, the water which has washed his feet, and accepting it on his head. So of the three, who is the supreme? It's very easy to understand. He was referring to the Trivikrama avatar of Lord Vamandev and Trivikrama. How Lord Trivikrama, he raised his feet and immediately Brahma washed his feet with his water in the pot. And Lord Shiva, accepting this water which is flowing from the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, he accepts it on his head. So we can understand. In fact, even in Bhagavatam, there is a beautiful verse which says that Lord Shiva, who is considered to be the most auspicious, he is very, very auspicious, he actually becomes more auspicious. He becomes more purified by accepting the water which is coming from the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. So in the translation, Prabhupada says, the blessed Lord Shiva becomes all the more blessed bearing on his head the holy waters of Ganges, which is the source of water that has washed the lotus feet of the Lord. The Lord's feet, actually, it acts like the thunderbolts hurled to shatter the mountains of sin stored in the mind of the meditating devotees. One should therefore meditate on the lotus feet of the Lord for a long time. So here we see that how Lord Shiva, he actually accepts this water and he becomes all the more glorified and purified. So actually it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very nice verse which says that how bhakta pada dhuli bhakta pada jal bhakta bhukta avishesh teen mahabal. So these are the most powerful, potent things which can actually help us purify. That is, the dust from the lotus feet of devotees or the Supreme Lord, the water which washes the lotus feet of Lord or his devotees, and the remnants of the food. There is a very nice pastime, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita, how there is this devotee by the name Kalidas. He was always, he had so much of faith in this that he would always want to go and wash the feet of devotees and accept the water which is washing from their feet and accept the remnants. So he would go and offer fruits or mangoes especially, because he knew devotees will eat the mango and throw the skin. It's not that we offer nice opulent offering to the Lord with the hope that, oh, achha, we'll get nice Mahaprasad. So, but rather than that, only whatever is left over, that should be our consciousness. So, Kalidas also had, on many occasions, he had so much of faith that always whenever he would get an opportunity to serve the devotees, he would take the opportunity. And ultimately, when once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself was going to Jagannath temple, that time he was washing his feet and he got an opportunity, so immediately he ran and accepted the water which had washed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. And one time he took, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at him, and then second time also he took, and the third time. So, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him. He said, enough. So actually, normally we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was never letting anybody do something like this. But when he understood, because he knew that this devotee Kalidas, he had so much of faith and he had already exhibited by serving the devotees. So he allowed him this very rare opportunity to accept the water washing from the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see that this is a very nice and this example of how the lotus feet of the Lord is so powerful that Prabhupada is saying that just by meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, we can, especially for practicing devotees like all of us, it's very important that we meditate on the lotus feet. Why? Because this lotus feet of the Lord, it actually contains, it has many symbols. It is said in the Skanda Puran, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he explains that there are 19 symbols. In fact, our Sai Kiran Prabhu was also mentioning that, incidentally, in Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, also there are 19 chapters. Now, just like there are 19 symbols on the lotus feet of the Lord. So, he mentions that of these various symbols, what is the importance of each symbol? So, he says that there is a disc on the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, which actually cuts down the six enemies of the devotees. Then there is also the lotus flower. There is this lotus flower which is actually supposed to decorate the lake of the mind. Then there is this thunderbolt, which is actually used to destroy the mountain-like sins which are there in the heart. So we all know, like, there are so many sins which have accumulated over the various lifetimes. So when these and these sins have accumulated, they are like a big, huge mountain. And a mountain cannot be destroyed by any small weapon or this. Like, we all need is something as powerful as the thunderbolt. So by meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, we can actually pray to the Lord that He can destroy the mountain-like sins which we have and purify ours. Similarly, there is also the elephant gourd, the ankush, which is there. So this ankush is used to control this powerful elephant. Similarly, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that our mind is also like an elephant. And it is so powerful and it can go berserk. And always, like, it is getting distracted, or it is always so restless. Elephant, we see, it can never stand straight, still. It is always shaking his head, always restless, or trying to take something from here or there. So like that, our mind is always restless. It's never able to focus on the Supreme Lord or any... But this elephant goad is there, which can actually help to control this powerful elephant of the mind. And similarly, there are other symbols also, like the baby corn is there, which actually symbolizes that... barley corn, sorry. Not baby corn. So, this barley corn actually symbolizes how we can get all types of prosperity in our life by praying to the lotus feet of the Lord. And many other such symbols are there on the lotus feet. So, and there is also the flag, which actually, by meditating upon the flag on the lotus feet of the Lord, we can actually give the highest kingdom to the mind. So, we see, then Akrura actually takes this opportunity not only just to offer water, but he offers very nice, beautiful gifts to the Lord. You know, he gives him fine clothing, aromatic sandalwood paste, flower garlands, and very nice jewelry. So we see that these are the principles of Vedic guest reception. Whenever a guest arrives, and in this case, of course, this he is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. But as per the Vedic tradition, like His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu was also in one of our Brahmachari class, he was telling us how, as per the Vedic scriptures, whenever a guest arrives, we should offer him five things at least. If we see, each one of us has those five things. We don't have to worry. It's very easy to offer them. He says, we should offer our eyes. So that, he was saying, it's not that we have to pluck out our eyes and give it to him. But then, we invite him or look at him with pleasing eyes. You know, not that we scorn at him or look scornfully at him. Then, we should offer our mind to the guest. And that is, welcome him with a pleasurable, our composure. And then we can offer our mouth. That is, offering sweet words. Just like we see how Akrura also, after he invited Lord Krishna and Balaram, then he offered him nice praises to the Supreme Lord. Praising him that you have killed Kamsa and protected the entire Yaduvamsha. And now you have also performing so many activities for the pleasure of all devotees like that. And then when the guest arrives, then you should offer him a nice sitting place to take a seat and rest. And then you offer him nice water at least, or a very nice food stuff, you know, for the pleasure of that for the guest. You know, so these are basic things which anybody can have and offer to. It's not that somebody has to be rich, only then he can entertain or treat our guests very nicely. Actually, these are basic simple words. Actually, even there are very nice examples. There are so many such examples in Srimad Bhagavatam where whenever any guest arrives and in many cases Supreme Personality of Godhead himself arrives, then the devotees take or do such nice guest reception and take care of. That's why even His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj also, in our temple, he has given so much of importance to the guest reception service. That is one of the main reasons why this congregation of devotees has developed so nicely and is what it is today. In fact, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there is very nice episode of Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj, when he welcomes the four Kumaras. And in that he describes also that even when somebody may not be so much fortunate to have a lot of opulence, he explains that adhana pi te dhyana sadhavo graha medina yad graha hi arya brahmyam trina bhumishwareshwara. He says, a person who is not rich and who is not attached to family life becomes highly glorified when saintly persons are present in his home. The master and servants of who are engaged in offering exalted visitors water, a sitting place and paraphernalia for reception are glorified and the home itself is glorified. So, although a person may not be so rich, he may be still attached to his family members. So normally, in normal case, we see that such a person is not glorified. He is considered as a fallen. But when saintly people, when saintly persons come to such a house, they are always ready to come to such a house. And then when the host, he offers them nice reception by offering them just such simple things as just like offering water, a nice sitting place, offering sweet words and welcoming them, then such a place, such a house also becomes very, very glorified. Just by offering such simple things, one can actually become glorious. On the other hand, he says that if a person has all the facilities, he is very rich, he may be opulent, but still, if he does not welcome guests nicely to his home, he does not treat them well, then such a house is considered to be like the sandalwood tree. It is said that the sandalwood tree is actually, we all consider sandalwood is so costly, it's very valuable. But it is said that sandalwood tree is the host for all the venomous snakes. So these snakes, they are always the most envious creatures, and whoever comes, they are always biting, so, and hissing. So here we see that Prithu Maharaj is explaining that if a person may have lot of opulence, it may be like, he may be like the sandalwood tree, he's but if he does not receive guests nicely in spite of that, and there is a very nice example. Recently Hare Krishna Prabhu was taking in the Brahmachari class. He was describing the pastimes of Ramchandra Khan, who was actually envious of the devotees, and he persecuted Haridas Thakur. He defamed, tried to defame him, but then eventually he was not successful, and but still Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him another chance. Nityananda Prabhu, along with his associates, they had come to his house, but then because of his propensity to offend devotees, then Ramchandra Khan also did not offer proper reception to Nityananda Prabhu, who is also Supreme Personality of Godhead. And because of that offense, he told them that, okay, because his associates came and told that, oh, see, Nityananda Prabhu is coming, you should offer him nice welcome, giving nice, host him for nicely. But then he said, oh, let him stay in the Durga Mandap, let him stay in the outer house. And so because of such an offense, then what happened is that Nityananda Prabhu became so angry and left that place. And eventually, doom fell on not only on Ramchandra Khan himself, but on the entire village itself. When the Muslim persecutors came, and they in fact cut cows in his house, and then later they plundered the entire village. So we see that there are so many examples in Vedic scriptures where this importance of Vedic guest reception is emphasized upon. We also have the very nice example of Ambarish Maharaj. How Ambarish Maharaj, he was the king, and he had been fasting for such a long time, but when Durvasa Muni had come, so he offered him nice guest reception. He gave him the opportunity to take bath, and he said that please come and then have nice foods. But then Durvasa Muni, because of some small little detail, we need not go into the entire detail of that pastime, but the essence is that even by just pleasing the guest, in fact, Ambarish Maharaj waited till Durvasa Muni. It took almost 1 year's time for Durvasa Muni, because he was running to different lokas, begging protection from so many different personalities, from Brahma, Shiva, Lord Vishnu himself. And eventually he had to come back to Ambarish Maharaj. And when he came back, it was not that Ambarish Maharaj was angry with him, that acha, abhi oot pahad ke niche aa gaya aisa. He did not feel like that, okay, now he has come back, now let me teach him a lesson. But rather he was so, because of his humility, out of humility he prayed to Durvasa Muni that now you have come, please. And he fasted all this while for 1 year, and then he offered him nice food stuff, and then begged forgiveness from him. So we see that it is the Indian custom, actually. The Prabhupada says in the purport that whenever a guest arrives, one should at least offer him water or nice food stuff. If even in that is not possible, then at least we can offer nice sitting place, at least a straw mat to sit on. And even if that is not possible, then we can at least welcome that person with sweet words. Welcome him with sweet words. And even if that is not possible, then we should feel sorry for our state of affairs. And then with tears in our eyes, if we can offer, fall at the feet of the guest or the Lord and beg, welcome him, then the guest will be pleased. And Supreme Lord himself is getting pleased. In fact, there is this another episode where actually in Vedic scriptures, in Bhagavatam also, there are so many cases where people have emphasized on the importance of guest reception. In fact, it is considered that if one is not able to welcome a guest nicely, then he is considered to be fallen, or rather he becomes depressed. Like we see Arjuna's case, when Yudhishthir Maharaj was asking him, so he asked him one question, that when he was depressed, that is it that you were not able to welcome some guest properly? Or even in the case of Kashyap Muni and Aditi, that time also Kashyap Muni was asking Aditi, why are you feeling sad? Is it that you were not able to welcome a guest properly? So, and here we see that Lord Krishna himself has appeared as a guest to Akrura. We can consider that why actually Krishna, in fact, Krishna can appear even in our daily lives. In fact, he appears. In fact, in Kali Yuga, it is said, Kali Kale Nama Rupe Krishna Avatar. In Kali Yuga, Lord Krishna appears as in the form of his name. And in fact, we are welcoming him in this form of holy name every day. So, how do we welcome him? So, that is what is very important, that how we welcome Lord Krishna in the form of the holy name, that when we call out to him, when Krishna appears, if we are not being attentive to the guest, what this entire process of Vedic guest reception is giving importance is, we should give attention to the guest when he comes. And in fact, it is said, when the guest comes and he is about to leave, then we should go along with him also. Take care of him. So when Krishna appears in the form of this holy name, and when we are chanting the holy names, like in for Kali Yuga, it is said that the Namasmaran or chanting of the holy names is the most important process of deliverance. So when Krishna is appearing, then if we can welcome him by giving him proper attention, by hearing his name properly, nicely, and then chanting it sweetly. Many a times, especially when new devotees like us, we are chanting, we are trying to be either focused, our focus is that we should not fall asleep, or we are very aggressive in our chanting. So, we should try to develop love for Krishna, and the chanting process, actually the goal of that is also getting love of Godhead. And by so doing, actually, just like in the case of Akrura, when he pleased Lord Krishna by serving him nicely, by welcoming him, then he got the service of going to Hastinapur. Krishna told him and Balaram that you should go to Hastinapur and serve the Pandavas. You should go and meet Dhritarashtra and tell him that he should treat the Pandavas nicely. So that type, immediately by pleasing the Lord, we get actually service to devotees. So similarly, when we also chant, Srila Prabhupada explains that the meaning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra itself is that, O Lord, please engage me in your service. So when we chant very nicely and we are able to please the Lord, then we get the opportunity to serve Lord himself and serve the devotees. Actually, recently I was in the Sevasthan, and there is a very nice quote by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, where he explains that the purpose of service is, when we do service nicely, what we get in return is more service. And now that Janmashtami is also appearing, so this is the appearance of Lord Krishna himself. He is coming and he is giving us an opportunity to serve him. And the best way, as Krishna is and Akrura is explaining over here is that we can offer whatever we have. Whatever we have, if we offer to the Lord, then Lord becomes pleased, and then He can give us His service to His devotees, and thereby give us an opportunity to purify ourselves and go back to Godhead and achieve His love. So, I beg at the lotus feet of all devotees that you also bless me that I can get more opportunity to serve, and in case I have offended any devotees during in the process of my services, please forgive me for the same. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki jai.